Fred Film Radio at the Cannes Festival. I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm here at the market, at the film market, with the director Jérôme Payard. Hello, Jérôme.
Hello, Fred.
So, the market is ending tomorrow, and we have to talk about numbers, which were pretty good this year, I believe, for what I know. You must be very happy.
It's true that there are some years where we are more happy than others to talk about numbers. And actually this year it's our record from any time in terms of attendance. We got 11,885 participants.
Wow.
Right now, I just checked. Maybe a few very, very late registrants to come. But it's not only the figures. It's 3% more than last year. It's more than 2 years ago, which was our record. This is a very good sign when all the industry is looking on the big changes with Amazon, Netflix, the changes in the economic model, in the chain of value,
which were kind of some demons some years ago, threat to the regular film market, but they are not.
They can be considered as a threat or not. If you take the example of Netflix, for some sellers, for instance, on some films where they really had difficulties to find distributors, That's really an opportunity. But if we are talking about a film which has a real theatrical value, when Netflix get the rights and they take almost always the global worldwide VOD, SVOD or premium VOD rights with sometimes very short windows, it gets problematic for the sellers to be able to find theatrical distribution after that in those countries. Mm. And then basically Netflix becomes the only revenue of the film, which is of course not enough. So that's interesting, because maybe in a few months or in 1 year we will see the result of films where finally the distributors did that maybe mistake to sell their VOD rights to Netflix and finally not be able to complete the gap with no theatrical distributors ready to just take that window.
But from your experience, do you think that theatrical is still a good way to make your movie seen and to get money out of it?
Theatrical is not necessarily driving revenues or directly revenues, but it's definitely positioning the film. When you want or you need to get some TV sales, for instance, it's much easier if you have a theatrical distribution before. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Anyway, it's also really pushing also the VOD value of the film and the results the film can make on VOD. So of course that is not the case in many countries, but let's say maybe in a dozen of countries, it may really still have the chance to support the film. And that's not only for big films, but if you take genre films, for instance, you have still a lot of countries, maybe in Asia, where there is a real theatrical value and possibility to export the film.
So let's go back to the market, the Cannes market. Besides the numbers that were very good, the market became more global this year. So new countries came, new pavilions were made. So how did you work to get this result?
So I think the attractiveness of Cannes is still increasing. I think for the market itself, because everyone is here, it's really obvious for the company that they have to be in Cannes, even if they don't really have necessarily very strong film to sell. We had that discussion with some sales companies who had basically nothing, no film in selection, very few film in the market. But you have to be here, because anyway, you have to meet with your distributors. You have to follow up with the film who are already in distribution. You have to talk about your upcoming project, even if you are not pre-selling them. So that's something which is always growing. In the village part, in the pavilion, the countries, that attractiveness works also for the the visibility and the image and the profile those countries can get. And we saw that this year, for instance, with the Israeli pavilion. It was a premiere, and it was really a very strong political assessment for Israel to have that pavilion. But we had also two new Chinese pavilions. Two maybe was too much, but that's how it works. One may be enough, and maybe one could be bigger. We had also a pavilion from Sri Lanka, which is quite interesting. And also it's a way, for instance, for the Sri Lanka to show and to explain to the world that they are absolutely determined to become an actor in the film industry in the coming years. Somewhere they are a little bit occulted by their big neighbor, India. And I think they have a different offer. They don't have the Bollywood style offer. They have a more, of course, independent approach of cinema from that region. And I think it's also very interesting move.
But it's more like if all the national film board are applying to open new pavilions instead of single production companies, because China moved there as a country, Sri Lanka as a country, Israel as a country. So it's like an institutional presence that is going to help the single distributor.
I think what we succeeded quite well in Cannes is really to differentiate the market, the place where people sell films, and the institutions and the Village International, where the film commissions, the center of cinemas, the festivals, the production, the producers' unions can establish themselves to promote the country, to promote their films, to promote their locations, and that's totally different businesses. In other events, maybe the two are mixed up, which is sometimes confusing, and you don't know if you are going from one booth to the other, if you are looking for a film or if you are looking for a production facility.
Talking again about numbers, do you have already an idea on how many deals were signed, or are you...
So we cannot count the number of deals because there is no report. Of course, companies are agreed to make. But talking with the sales companies, the feedback we get is that it's like usual, maybe even a little bit more deals, not bigger price, and the level of the price paid this year. Of course, it always depends on the country and the budget and the film, but are very, very similar to what it was last year. Yes. But the number of deals was quite good, maybe a little bit more, as I was saying. In almost every country, with some, maybe two or three countries, seems a little bit more difficult this year. Russia is one of them, and Italy, UK, maybe some very different, very difficult for non-English speaking film, and some other seems to be more attractive, like Japan or even Spain, which is quite robust. Latin America also, even if they are not paying a lot of money, they buy a lot of films.
You decided to open a window on documentaries this year. Well, with the Doc Film Day, and plus with the coming back of the Doc Corner, which is like the short film corner, one of the best features of your market. Why did you make this choice?
Actually, it's not a window we opened because it exists since years, but we decided to increase it and to move it.
Make it more visible.
So it was more visible, and then it was more attractive. The truth is that the venue was much nicer and larger than before. We also integrated in that venue a screening room for documentary, and that was very well accepted. That screening was where also the place to do some some presentation and some small keynotes. So that space worked quite well. And we also focused many activities on one day, the Doc Day, last Tuesday, where we were able to present in the morning some documentaries in progress. We got two from Palestine and one from Zimbabwe, one from Egypt. After selective lunch, we had a conference in the afternoon where basically the idea was to think how documentary can support an impact social awareness of the big causes of the world.
Do you think the documentary has become an important product to be sold? I mean, an attractive product as a feature film?
So I think first we see that we have more and more documentaries at the marché. It's almost 500 this year. It's more than 15% of the titles presented. It may be attractive because first, they are usually not very expensive contents. And also it's very often contents or films who may be very well promoted and easily promoted with the social networks and the viral marketing, because of course very often they are totally attached to specific groups and specific communities.
Mm. One last question about the producers' network. The producers' network is growing every year. And he has a lot of competitors around Europe and around the world, because you were the first thinking about an event like this. But in Berlin now, there is another one, and there are plenty of others all over the world. What is your strategy in order to be always on the spot and the most prolific and productive producers network in Europe?
To be honest, we were not the pioneer for producers, and certainly the Rotterdam Film Festival Cinemart was certainly the first real co-production market. And by the way, we are not a co-production market. Producers mm-hmm. Network is a different offer. Mm-hmm. It's really networking, because in Cannes it's difficult, in my opinion, to be available enough to spend meetings and half an hour meetings one after the other to meet with 20, 30, 40 projects, which is what you do when you are going to Cinemart or to the HAF or to the co-production market in Berlin. So in Cannes, we try to concentrate and to be faster and also to use that unique specificity of Cannes, which is that everyone is here and we you have more than 120 countries represented. So to use that huge diversity to be able in the minimum of time to encounter a maximum of opportunities for your projects. So that's the concept of the Producers Network. But what we do also to try to be the most efficient is to creates programs for different groups of people as targeted as possible. So we do Producers Network for that group of experienced producers. We have Producers Workshop for less experienced producers, and it's more training. We do the doc, we do next. So each time we try to have an offer which is answering the
more specific.
Yeah, the more specific of each group of people coming in Canada.
Well, thank you very much, Jérôme, for your time.
Thank you, Fred Radio.
Thank you for your market.
Thank you.
Jérôme Payard, director of the film market in Cannes. Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.